What's up, Trey? It's Guys here. And today, we're actually going to be talking about 2020 turning 21. Yes, you read the caption right. We're going to go over a recap of most of the events that happened in 2020, some honorable mentions, and just all around how hell of a year it's been. But first, let's have a word from our sponsors. Then, we'll talk about it. Back where guys guys, we're back. 3 days into January, World War III was about to break out. Yes, World War Falcon 3. 3 days in. Niggas was already bombing shit. Trump was about to take us to motherfucking wall, man. And I'm a young, fit, you know, black male. I was for sure I was going to get drafted, but I guess I got lucky. Shortly after that, 23 days after that, to be sure, Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant died in a fiery helicopter crash. Rest in peace to them, and also the other lives that were lost that day during the crash. Even shortly after that, not even a month, Pop Smoke died in a home invasion. And it's only February, February 19th, it's only February. And two legends already dead. After that, March 13th, Breonna Taylor was killed unlawfully in her sleep in her apartment. What did she do to y'all? Police brutality is a real problem in America, but you already knew that. Also, March 13th, we were released out of school on what we thought was going to be a 2-week break, but turned into a never-ending break. COVID-19 had just hit America, classified as a global pandemic. Was it a pandemic for you or a bandemic? Let me know. Shortly after that, reminder, this is only 3 months in, guys. We're only 3 months into 2020. This is insane. In April, Tiger King striked. I mean, it came out in March, but in April, everybody thought they wanted to kill Carol Baskin. Her ashy ass. I mean, hey. After that, another major event hit the world. And I'm not talking about COVID. COVID wasn't a disease. It was racism. George Floyd was killed on May 25th for a counterfeit $20 bill. Choked out for 8 to 9 minutes, knee on the neck by Derek Chauvin. And nobody sees a problem with it. Not one person. Well, let me rephrase that. Everyone sees a problem with it except the pigs of Minnesota. I mean, literally, the nuns were out. The Amish was out. Fucking Batman was out. Supporting Black Lives Matter. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Rest in peace, Breonna Taylor. Rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. Rest in peace, anybody who was unlawfully killed at the hands of the law. Matter of fact, anybody who was killed at the hands of the law. Equality, man. Equality. After that, in June, the CIA said they was going to release footage of aliens. Also, there was potential sightings of it in LA. I mean, shit. 6 months into the motherfucking year, the motherfucking decade, and all this crazy shit that already happened, bro. And this is just basic shit. You know what I'm saying? This is just the major events. Let's not talk about the motherfucking murder hornets that came out in May. That came out for like 2 days. What the hell was that? A commercial in the show or something? Like, what happened to them? Literally. Also, next month, July. Well, as I like to call it, level 7 of Jumanji. Bubonic plague was suspected to be sighted again in China. God damn, we just can't catch a break. August. Our hero. Our friend. Our idol. Chadwick Boseman sadly passed away. At the end of August, on August 28th. You know? Wakanda forever. And forever is Wakanda. I mean, okay, I know that was kind of cringy. I mean, I get it. That was lame. But really, rest in peace, a legend. If 2 years ago, someone was to tell you Kobe Bryant and Chadwick Boseman was going to die in the same year, would you believe him? I know I wouldn't. Let's not forget Among Us. That was a big thing. I mean, literally, Among Us everywhere. You literally could not escape it. But that's actually not a bad thing of 2020, because I actually liked Among Us. And often, I was not the imposter. But, I mean, fuck it. You know who was really the imposter? I'll tell you who was really the imposter. The government. With the motherfucking stimmies. I mean, I get it. 1200. Cool, they gave y'all niggas 1200. I fucks with it, my nigga. But that's it. That's it. It took y'all that long to give us $1,200 in 2020? How long we was in the pandemic before y'all decided to fork us over a little bit of money? I slapped the shit out of the government, man. Speaking of government, let's talk about the election. Niggas was really saying Trump 2020. They done lost their damn mind. If you don't like it, Biden. You get it? Biden 2020. And I also feel that he's going to be a strong leader for us for the next 4 years. And Kamala Harris. Or is it Kamala? Or is it Kamala? I'm be real with you. I can never get the pronunciation right. Shout out Team Biden. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with them niggas. And Obama. We still love Obama. That's still my president at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ is my nigga. And Obama. I fuck with both of them. Rising up, November. King Von was shot and killed outside of a club November 6th. Rest in peace, King Von. And just know, I still have the drop on that flexing nigga from Tennessee. Just know that. And it ain't shit to get him knocked off. Except I'm actually from Tennessee. So I might be the flexing nigga from Tennessee. Rest in peace, King Von. Also, Lil Durk, get some shape back. You making me look bad. Shit. December. Christmas rolled around. I mean, it was actually a pretty... it was a comfortable year, considering it all things. But we also lost another actor from the hit movie Friday. Yes, Tiny Lister, a.k.a. Debo, a.k.a. What Chain. He died on December 10th. Rest in peace, Debo. Now, all of these events happened in 2020. And that's just, you know what I'm saying, that's just the shit I mentioned. Let's not talk about the bombing that happened. Y'all remember everything was blowing up. Let's not talk about the stock market crash. I mean, it's just an abundance of things. A whole list I can keep going forever and ever and ever. And it's a shame. You know, 2020 was a bad year. They say, okay, this is just the beginning of 2020. But what? What if this beginning of the 2020s? Hey, y'all thought 2020 was bad. Wait till that motherfucker turned 21 and now he started drinking. As always, thank you for listening. Shout out to our sponsors and I'll catch you guys later. Keep your head up. I love you.